You're listening to the Counterculture Mom Show. Our kids are under fire every day, with the media and pop culture persuading them to give up their faith and Christian values. Stay tuned now as former Hollywood actress and pop culture expert Tina Griffin helps you counter these messages and safely navigate today's pop culture chaos.
Have you ever stopped to wonder where you'll spend eternity? Does the current state of our culture cause you any uncertainty on what is about to unravel? How exactly is this going to end? We have a very special guest and dear friend on the show today to announce a must-see movie that will answer all these questions and more. Kevin Sorbo is best known for the lead role in Hercules, The Legendary Journeys, which went on to become the most watched TV show in the world. Following that success, Kevin has been on over 90 movies and TV shows, including God's Not Dead, Soul Surfer, Reagan, Two and a Half Men, Psych, and The OC. He also directed and acted in the latest Left Behind movie based on the Jerry Jenkins award-winning books, Rise of the Antichrist, due in theaters January 26, 2023. You have to see this movie. Our family absolutely loved it. Since I'm all about discussing end-time prophecy on the show and the rollout of the New World Order and the Antichrist, this is right down my alley. Kevin has a plethora of movies and documentaries in pre- and post-production, so stay tuned to see him in theaters until the rapture happens. This is the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm your host, Tina Griffin, and the theme this week is on identity and the fantastic productions that talk about who we are in Christ with dear friend, actor, director, producer, and author, Kevin Sorbo. Kevin, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Good to see you. It's been a while.
Absolutely. Too long. It's just ridiculous. And we're going to talk about Israel trip here in a minute.
Yep,
you and your wife, Sam, I love your wife. You have three kids, Brayden, Shane, and Octavia. You're also getting them in the movie mix. And they all know their identity in Christ, so you two are doing something right as parents. So thank you for being the advocates on the front of the battle lines here for us.
Well, you know, I grew up in that world. I grew up in a small town, Minnesota, typical Norwegian, we're Lutherans, and it was always been in my life, you know. And I think the big years for me during my teenage years, you know, are tough years for kids for a lot of different reasons. I had a great time my teenage years. I loved them, but I had an amazing youth pastor. Every Wednesday night, we had a teen room called The Room on Wednesday night. So after football practice or basketball or whatever it was, we would go Wednesday nights and hang out there and not only talk about things in the Bible, but just talk about life. And this guy was like a cool guy. He was 24 years old, you know, he's young, he was hip, and he could kind of, he was easier for me to relate to him than the pastor of our church, because he was more scary to me.
Kevin, it goes to show for the youth pastors and leaders in our church today, it's so critical that they teach us as young kids back then who we are in Christ, because look at what you did through your life because he poured into your life 20, 30 years ago. You know, it just shows us, we never see the other side of that, but youth pastors, you are critical in shaping the youth of America and the future of our country, so keep at it. Kevin, I have to tell you, out of all the Christian movies I've seen over the course of my short 40 years on this earth, many of them very cheesy. Your movies are not cheesy, praise the Lord. And your latest one, The Left Behind, Rise of the Antichrist, my jaw was on the ground the entire time I was watching that film, because it speaks to where we are in our culture today. Tell us about that movie. It's coming out in theaters January 26th. Why did you make it?
You know, it took a long time to get this off the ground. Cloud 10 owns all the rights to the Left Behind books. They bought them probably 35 years ago. They started doing things with Kirk Cameron years ago. The last movie was 8 years ago with Nicolas Cage playing the role that I took over, the Rayford Steele role, the pilot in the movie. And they came to me right after that movie came out, because God's Not Dead came out about the same time. And they got inundated, they told me, with mail saying, why is not Kevin Sorbo in your movie? Why did you pick, you know, Nicolas Cage? So they flew to L.A. when I live in Florida now, as you know, but at the time I was in L.A. And they said, look, we want to do the next one with you. There was some things going on within their own company. And I think this is God's timing, to be honest with you, because if it had come out earlier, I think it was the wrong time. Now is the time for it to come out, because you see the craziness of the world right now, the cancel culture, the wokeness, the insanity, the Antifa, BLM, the riots, all this kind of stuff, fear used by governments at every level.
Yes.
But full display because of COVID, but it's been around forever. That's government's favorite weapon, is fear against all of us.
Yes.
And now this movie shows that. It's 6 months after the rapture. And, you know, it's a journey of my character, but it's a journey of other people. There's five different stories that really come together at the very end of this movie. So it was a blessing for me to do it. My first really faith-based movie was called What If? And people haven't seen What If, I highly recommend it. Same writers that did God's Not Dead. And in my book, it's a better movie. And that was directed, well, number one, it was financed and produced by Jerry Jenkins. It was directed by his son by the name of Dallas Jenkins, who's doing The Chosen right now. And now that I'm actually doing a movie out of his book, Jerry Jenkins' book and Tim LaHaye's book, it's just it's an honor and privilege. And I got to tell you, you gave me a great plug right there. But Jerry Jenkins said, this is by far and away the best Left Behind movie I've ever seen. He said he thought it was a perfect timing for what's going on in our world right now.
Absolutely. And I have to tell you, that movie was also perfectly cast. I'm always looking at, with the background of Hollywood years for me, a decade, we were running around Hollywood Hills the same time. How have I not smashed into you somewhere? Is ridiculous.
I know, it's true.
I was probably stalking you back then, actually. I got to look back at my memory. But this movie was so perfectly cast. I'm always looking at movies thinking, okay, which guy did they almost get right, but not really. I felt like I was left behind. And I would, your story, how it unraveled, I felt like, oh my gosh, the heaviness of the weight of the people that will be left behind after the rapture happens, and it's right around the corner. So thank you for everything you're working on here. Let's watch the trailer. You'll be rushing to buy your tickets as soon as you see this. Trust me.
If someone had told me that millions of people were just going to disappear, I, like you, would have said they were crazy.
Was it the rapture?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Are you sure? I mean, are you really sure?
I saw it happen.
Those weren't vanishings.
It wasn't the rapture. The rapture was debunked on the first day.
The second wave of vanishings has thrown the financial markets back into chaos.
Trust me. You want to make sure you're on the right team.
You're already teaching them the art of fake news?
I just wish I could see it one more time. Why are you still here?
Because I asked God to leave me behind.
We don't need to look for magic.
They're not a bunch of religious wackos.
Wackos like my mom.
Fortunately, we have a solution. We can implement Eden Pay worldwide in a matter of weeks. Welcome to the future.
I got to look inside the Eden Pay platform, and it's a whole lot more than a glorified bank card.
So you're just admitting to being crazy?
Yes, I'm quite comfortable with that. When it is all over, half the world will be dead.
This is the biggest news story since the vanishings.
You listen to me. You drag this line of nonsense into the public eye. We're both finished.
Now I'm more like an actor.
The Antichrist will declare himself as God.
Seemed like a stretch even for them.
How do we know who we can trust?
Trust God.
The world is suffering. We are on the brink of mass insanity.
What happens to the rest of us?
Doesn't it seem strange that it's still so easy to dismiss it, even though we saw it with our own eyes?
Kevin, fantastic movie. Everybody's got to go see it. Get your tickets now. What is the core message, Kevin, of The Left Behind, The Rise of the Antichrist?
I really think that it comes down to what people are going to do when it does come out. Because here's when the rapture happens. Because I think the movie portrays it perfectly. There will still be people who will deny it. They'll come up with whatever, even though they would have probably witnessed in front of them or heard from somebody else. Look, the whole busload of people disappeared on the way to church. They're gone. And I think that a lot of people will wake up like my character finally does. 6 months, this picks up 6 months after the last movie. So 6 months now after the rapture happened. And my character, knowing that my wife always warned me about this, my little boy, 10-year-old boy warned me about it, and I wouldn't listen to them. So now he's on his own journey, and he's kind of, and there's an interesting thing here, and I don't want to give away too much, but he goes to his wife's church, and there's something very interesting. Well, it's in the trailer, so I can say it. The pastor was left behind. And I'm not surprised about that. There will be pastors left behind.
Yes, a lot.
I do a lot of speaking events. I do Christian education. I do pro-life. And there's always people of cloth in there. And I say, you need to remember you work for God, not government. Because too many churches are also falling into that woke world right now, which is absolutely crazy. They're worried about working their my pastor is still my pastor back in Thousand Oaks, California, Pastor Rob McCoy. We still watch him here on his live feed. And he said to me, this is, my gosh, he said this 14 years ago. He said, I'm not afraid to work my congregation down to a manageable size by speaking the truth. And his congregation has actually grown because of that. People are too afraid. We need to get, I don't know if we can wake up the sheep, but we need to wake up the lions, because I know there are lions out there and they're afraid to step forward. They need to step forward.
Absolutely. You are speaking my language on that. And the pastors will be held accountable. And I think there's a lot of corrupt pastors, even Enemies Within the Church trailer and DVD. If you guys have not seen that documentary, absolutely fantastic. Yeah. It talks about communism behind the pulpit. There are a lot of excellent pastors. You're correct. During COVID, the churches that stayed open are now busting at the seams as a result. Everybody here tuning in, if you go to a church, awesome. If you don't, find a good biblical-based church in your area and then tell your pastor to show this movie in the church.
Please.
on a Sunday after the, I'm telling you, Kevin, it brings the Bible to life. Your movie brought the Bible to life for me. To see it, a lot of people are visual learners. It really means more by seeing it and not just reading it sometimes out of the book. Amazing.
Tina, you hit it when you said it brought it to life. And I'm hoping what this does is make people go pick up their Bible and read the book of Revelation.
Absolutely.
I remember my pastor back years ago said, read the book of Revelation. It will scare the hell out of you.
Yeah.
When I was 12 years old when I first read it, and it reads like a sci-fi. It really does.
It does.
I mean, I think this movie is like an action thriller is what it is. And people of all faiths and non-faiths can go see this movie and they'll learn something from it because it's really pretty fascinating. And for me to be part of it and get the cast that we had, these are all people that I know and brought in. I brought in Corbin Burns. I brought in Neil McDonough. I've wanted to work with him for years. And Neil's an amazing actor.
Amazing.
Bailey Chase was in a great Perot. Sarah Fisher, who I did 8 episodes of a sitcom with her a couple years ago. And I said, Sarah, you got to play my daughter in this movie because you're such a good actor. She's amazing in this movie.
Amazing.
And my wife's in it and my son Braden is in it. In fact, I made him read for it. Even Paul Lalonde, he didn't have doubts because he saw Braden perform in Let There Be Light and something else. We sent another thing. But he loved him so much, he actually wrote a couple other scenes for him. And the good news is that they love it so much back that the investors, they want to do the next one already. So they're writing the sequel to this one as we speak. And we need people to fill theaters, though. This is a Fathom event. It's a different world now for independent movies. So we need to fill up all these theaters. We're on 1,500 screens in America. We're on 300 screens up in Canada. We need what you said to get churches to embrace this thing, spread word of mouth, because if we get big showings over those 4-day weekend, it'll keep on going the next weekend and the weekend after. And we got to keep it out there, people.
Kevin, I've been saying that for years. Absolutely. The opening weekend is so critical because the theaters are like, hang on a second, they want this content. And honestly, over the course of the last couple of decades, we can see it the most highest box office tickets sold for these movies that are out there are not the gangbanger shoot 'em up movies, violent movies.
No.
They're the family oriented, oh my gosh, what's going on in our culture today because people are seeking for truth. I have to tell you, it gave me a heart attack at a couple scenes in that movie, one being your son, because I felt like I was actually living this out in real life here, where he was almost blown up in one of the scenes. I'm like, my heart was beating out of my chest. I'm like, no, please stay alive. And, you know, I don't want to blow what happened, but you scared me. You're going to get it. right back with more from Kevin Sorbo after a short commercial break.
Hi, this is Kevin Sorbo, and I want to introduce you to Equipping the Persecuted and their important work in Nigeria. The mission of Equipping the Persecuted is, as the name states, to equip our brothers and sisters in any way that we can. People in Nigeria are suffering at the hand of terrorists for their faith in Jesus. Sadly, very little is being done to create a lasting solution. That's where we step in. Our goal is to protect, rebuild, and strengthen families in both body and spirit. We are prepared with the resources necessary to respond after an attack. We provide medical aid, food, and a team to pray and comfort victims. Our persecuted brothers and sisters need your help. Take action today with a monthly gift of $20 or more at equippingthepersecuted.org. That's equippingthepersecuted.org. Thank you for your time.
Have you ever wanted to start a charity or ministry? Launching a nonprofit can be time-consuming, expensive, and overwhelming. If you have a vision and mission, but don't know where to start or how to raise donations, Capstone Legacy Foundation is your solution. Their ministry charity project allows you to receive tax-free donations without the expense and hassle of forming your own 501c3, and in less than 48 hours. This ministry partnership fund is exactly how Counterculture Ministries got its start, and we grew quickly. Capstone Legacy Foundation handles all your legal and accounting paperwork, allowing you time to develop the ministry and message God gave you. Call Capstone today at 610-688-8890 or check out capstonelegacy.org for more information and tell them Tina sent you. Partner with Capstone Legacy Foundation to transform our culture for Christ and get your nonprofit started today.
Our ministry is supported primarily by donations, and we are honored to have people who are excited to partner with us in ministry. This year, we are praying for our viewers to come alongside us so we can form a huge army to go fight in this battle together. for our children, families, and country with this critical info God is guiding us to expose, educate, and encourage our viewers with. You are family to us. On the days we want to give up, you keep us going. Thank you for spending time watching our program and being on the front of the battle lines with us. If you'd like to donate to Counterculture Ministries and join our team financially, even if it's $5 a month, that will still go a long way. You can make your tax-deductible gift by going to counterculturemom.com and then just click on the donate button. And if you become a new monthly partner, our team will be sending out the book, Countercultural Parenting, Building Character in a World of Compromise, as a gift to you in the mail. This book talks about building godly character, obedience, and setting an example in love. Thank you for joining forces with us. Let's do some damage together. May we use our talents, time, and resources to the best of our ability in 2023 until He calls us home. Kevin, I think I know the answer to this question, but just to drive it home one more time, why is this movie critical and relevant right now?
Because the world's insane. The world's gone crazy. The world is upside down. And that the amount of anger out there and hate out there and divisiveness and this whole transgender and critical race theory and all these things they're doing in our public schools. You and I went to school. I didn't have teachers tell me how to vote. I didn't tell teachers tell me to believe in God or not believe in God. I had teachers teaching what the subjects they were hired to do, math, science, whatever it may be. They're not doing that anymore.
Absolutely.
Because the last 30 years, there's been such a major indoctrination. One blessing of COVID is the fact that there's 2 million more homes that are homeschooling now, 2 million more, because parents are finally waking up and realizing, you know, maybe we shouldn't use public education as a babysitting service for our kids. Let's get them out of there. And it's a blessing to see it happen. And there's 80 million homes out there that want the kind of movies that I do. I get stopped all the time. It used to be Hercules, used to be Andromeda. It's now God's Not Dead, What If, Soul Surfer, Let There Be Light. People say, please make more movies like this. Well, trust me, I'm making them. But I don't have a $100 million advertising budget like James Cameron does for his Avatar movies, all right? Those are $300 million budgets.
Yes.
We shoot these movies for $3-4 million, but they look like a lot more because the camera equipment today is awesome. And the production, as you mentioned, and there's so many good people behind the cameras now, but there's so many great scripts that are coming in the faith-based world as well. They're not cheesy anymore. They looked cheesy 20 years ago, there's no question, but they've gotten so good over the last 10 years.
Absolutely. And I want to just put a plug in for your wife, because she is the main reason I'm homeschooling my four munchkins, 14 and under. I had four kids in 4 years. I thought I couldn't do it because I was speaking nonstop, TV show, radio stuff, nonstop, because you and I and your wife and many of us here are on the front of the battle lines. It's hard to do both. So I pulled them out of homeschooling because it was just too much for me to take while moving to Nashville. And in the process, a month later, I see your wife at a conference we're both speaking at in Missouri. And she's like, how's homeschooling going? I'm like, you're gonna be mad at me. I had to pull them out. I had to stop. They're now in public school. She goes, you did what? And after a short, I'm not kidding. You know how Sam talks. After
oh, yeah.
a short 5-minute conversation, I texted my husband. I said, I'm with Sam in St. Louis speaking at an event. And we are once again homeschooling starting Monday. He goes, I knew that was going to happen. Your wife, on the critical information, her fantastic last June, huge conference in Florida about homeschooling and the importance of it and the indoctrination taking place from coast to coast in schools.
Yeah.
Hands down, she has some of the most fantastic insight about homeschooling. So everybody check out Sam Sorbo, go to her website, listen to her podcast, her TV shows.
Go to SorboStudios.com, SorboStudios.com.
Sam,
it's both my website with Sam's together. You got information from both of us on either side. There's a lot of good information on there.
Okay, so we're at SorboStudios.com right now. Can you tell us what we can all find on this fantastic site?
Well, it's got all of our product on. It's got all our movies. It's got all our books. If people want to order them, get them autographed, get them sent, we got that. I got interesting stuff from my series Hercules and Andromeda as well in my movies. But we have a sign up there, which we would love people to sign up. They don't have to come on and get anything. But if you sign up, we'll keep you up to date of what's coming down the pipeline. I mean, I've got this movie. I've got Miracle in Texas done that I directed coming out in the fall. And I've got the Reagan movie coming out as well that I starred with Dennis Quaid. I play his pastor. Dennis Quaid plays the president.
I absolutely love Dennis Quaid. I worked on set with him years ago. I was an extra. It was no big deal, but he's seen me a couple of times. I tried to get in and play drums for his band. He used to have this band that he played.
Yeah, he's got a band.
Yeah, yep, and he would play barefoot. That guy's wild. I like that
we
guy.
We did Soul Surfer together, he and I, back in Hawaii back in 2012.
So that it's fantastic. Okay, SorboStudios.com. One more time, everybody. Go check it out. Kevin, last but not least, two more very heart-hitting questions. What do you hope people will take away from watching this movie?
I hope they wake up a little bit. I hope that even the Christians out there. I mean, I don't want to just preach to the choir, which is fine. I want the choir to support the movies I do because, as I said, people say keep making these kind of things. But take a friend. You know, I know people have a hard time say, hey, you want to come to my church? And they go, there's church people there. I don't want to go. But ask them to come to movies, a whole different thing. Because I get atheists and agnostics coming to me all the time when I'm walking around. They say, hey, I saw your movie What If? I saw Soul Surfer. I saw whatever. I thought it was kind of cool. I don't believe the way you do, but I thought it was interesting. To me, that's a win. And that's why I want to keep doing movies. I want to keep doing movies like Let There Be Light. Movies like Blindside. I thought Blindside years ago was such a great movie.
Loved it.
It appealed to everybody and the message was always in there. But I hope people will come out of this movie and have conversations with their family, but with their friends about it. And keep pushing this thing along and get people to show up. Because theater owners don't care what they show. They want to sell popcorn and sodas.
Absolutely.
But if you fill up these theaters, trust me, Hollywood is winning the battle. They're winning the culture battle, and you see the movies they're putting out there filled with so much over-sexualization, anger and hate, violence. And these are the same guys that will come out with, there's a school shooting, and say, we got to get rid of guns. And these are the same A-list actors saying that just killed 100 people in a movie.
Absolutely. And it looks so 3D, so real. It just blows my mind. It blows my mind. Yeah. And the truth they don't want to put out there, because if we actually refrained to have sex until wedding night or didn't do drugs, no one would be making money on the other side.
Yeah.
Kevin, okay. Your character.
Oh, one more thing.
Yes, yes.
I want to support the Israel trip. You came last time. You and your lovely hubby came with. Sam and I are doing it again May 17th through the 28th. SorboIsraelTrip.com. SorboIsraelTrip.com. We got an amazing place we're going to. We got three guides that are just incredible. The same three guides we had last time that you saw. And we added a couple extra sites, and we have a couple of wonderful speakers going to come at lunch, our dinners, and speak as well. I was just there again last May. I did another documentary called Quest for the Throne. It deals with the tabernacle and the Ark of the Covenant, and I hope people will see that when that comes out this summer.
Okay, Kevin, a very critical question to wrap this baby up. Do you have a multi-child discount? Because we have four children. You know what it's like trying to feed three of them. I need multi-child discount, and can we bring kids on this Israel trip?
We can bring kids. I think when you get them at 6, 7 years old, that's a little tough, you know.
Okay.
But I think, you know, and when you get to 10 or 12, I think that's perfect. But we only have 8 slots left open. We've sold 52 of the 60 spots. So I know there's a lot of people that want it. It's a bucket list trip for them. A lot of people have never been there. This will be my fourth trip. I've shot 2 documentaries there now. Actually, 3, count the trip that we had. We shot a third one there. But people, there's only 8 slots left, and this is a trip of a lifetime.
It was a life changer for Luke and I. First time we were gone with no kids for like a decade, and it was a fantastic, fantastic trip. Yeah. So thank you for doing that. Hang tight. We're going to be back to find out how to get tickets for the movie to make sure you see it right after a short word from our sponsors.
The public education system is a burning building, but our children don't have to be trapped in the flames of anti-God, anti-American, and anti-freedom agendas. Rescue your children today. My Father's World can help. With a Bible-centered complete curriculum for preschool through high school, My Father's World returns the focus to God, family, community, and patriotism. Join the nearly 250,000 families who have already escaped public education through homeschooling. My Father's World can also help you bring real education reform to your community with a micro school or Christian school. Visit mfwbooks.com/Fortina or scan the QR code for more information and get your special offer. That's mfwbooks.com/Tina for homeschool, micro school, and preschool. My Father's World is your solution.
The only way we can truly make America great again is by investing in America first. Cortez Wealth Management provides American-based investment opportunities so you can rest assured that your funds are supporting businesses that you value. Are your investments aligned with your beliefs? Are you unknowingly supporting Chinese companies? Do you know if you hold ESG investments? We will help you answer these critical questions and more. Our professionals provide a strategic planning process in our America First retirement plan that is uniquely tailored to meet your goals and objectives. With our competitive fees and personalized service, you will get the best possible protection and security on your investment while also supporting policies and products you believe in. Call Cortez Wealth Management now at 813-448-3446 or visit AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com and schedule an appointment with us today. That's AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Have peace of mind that when you retire, you will enjoy your golden years.
Kevin, before you go off and save more of America here, how can people get tickets and easily share the news with friends and family?
Go to leftbehindmovie.com, leftbehindmovie.com, based on the 80 million selling books. And it has all the information there. You can see the trailer. You can see how to order tickets. Just throw in your zip code. I'll let you know what theaters are near you.
Thank you so much for your friendship, for your faith, and fighting for the family. You rock. Keep at it. Quick special announcement. I just joined forces with Newsforia. You can sign up to get more info on the official launch of this program by going to newsforia.com. Dear friend Daniel Babinski is working hard to get this website rocking and rolling so you can get your hands on unabashedly true news and exclusive opinions on culture, politics, education, and current issues. Truth will be delivered in your inbox if you sign up with your name and email address right there at newsforia.com. It's an honor to partner up with these world changers in these end times to make sure you get the truth of what's really going on around this globe.
Thanks for joining us for the Counterculture Mom Show with your host, Tina Griffin. For over two decades, Tina has traveled the globe exposing how pop culture is glamorizing harmful behaviors without showing the consequences and how these messages are wreaking havoc on today's youth. Through radio, TV, podcasts, and our app, Counterculture Ministries is reaching millions every week with a biblically based message for hope for today's teens and their parents. But we can't do that without your faithful prayer and financial investment. If you appreciate the ministry of Tina and Counterculture Ministries, would you prayerfully consider a generous gift right now? We have a donor matching dollar for dollar. You can give securely online by visiting counterculturemom.com or by texting the word donate to the number 55444. That's counterculturemom.com or text the word donate to the number 55444. Every dollar is doubled. If you love this show, you can stay up to date on the latest critical issues affecting your family by catching all of our weekly episodes with resource links, signing up for our e-newsletter, and downloading our Counterculture Mom app, where you get timely pop culture alerts. Visit counterculturemom.com for more details. And be sure to join us next week for another edition of the Counterculture Mom Show with Tina Griffin, where we are rewriting Hollywood's script for our kids.